If you have your Bible, Isaiah chapter number 11. Isaiah chapter number 11. Verse number 1, the Bible says, "There shall come forth a root out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, and the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteous shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a minute in time, on this thought: a coming age of righteousness and peace. A coming age of righteousness and peace. Amen. As we look at this, and the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 11, he said that there's going to be one that'll come forth of the root of the stem of Jesse. And now we know who that was. Praise God. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming forth of the root and the stem of Jesse. Amen. Come from the loins of David. Praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ will be the greater son of David. And he'll come forth. And the Bible says in verse number 2 of chapter 11, Isaiah, he tells us about that the sevenfold spirit of the one that's coming, how he'll come with power and might and great liberty to magnify the God of heaven and his Father, praise God, to everybody around. Amen. And that he's already working at it. He's already a blessing and a helping and magnifying himself and the Father before the world today. He said the Spirit of God shall rest upon him. Amen. Praise his name. Ain't you glad that power of an almighty God was on the Lord Jesus Christ, and it helped him to do what he needed to do when he was here, and he walked circumspectly before God and done the things that the Father would have him to do. Amen. He not only said the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, he said, but the Spirit of wisdom. He's going to be that Spirit of wisdom, praise God, that'll speak to your heart and my heart. That'll give us direction. It'll give us a focus. That'll give us a plan, praise God, approach unto a holy and righteous God, that we can come before and praise God in peace and harmony and joy, praise the Lord, as the day would evolve and we would come to that place. But only would it be the Spirit of wisdom but the Spirit of understanding, amen, that we might understand what God has for us, how God wants to speak to us, and what God wants to show us in his precious word of truth, so that we might glean out of it those things that the Lord would have us to have and to acquire from him, praise God, the wisdom and the understanding. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, not only know what God says, but we can understand what God says. Amen. Praise God, it's not a mystery that we should not be able to attain to it, but God wants to speak to your heart and mind. He wants us to have a relationship. He wants us to have a conversation, amen, with one another and with him. Amen. He wants to speak to us, and the volumes of the book will speak to you if you'll just listen. Sometimes we have to be like Elijah, though. We have to get off in a as Elijah did in a cave by himself, and there was the turmoil and the things that was going on all around him. But praise God, in the midst of it all was a still small voice. That still small voice, the same one that spoke to Elijah, is the same one tonight, praise God, that'll speak to me and you if we'll just listen. Sometimes I believe we just need to sneak off a little bit. We just need to get away from the things and the turmoil that's around us, and just allow the Lord to begin to speak to our hearts the precious things of God. Amen. And He'll give us that understanding, praise God. Not only that understanding, but that spirit of counsel. I want to say God's got a spirit of counsel tonight. He'll give you good counsel. Praise God, you can trust the Word of God if we'll take and read it and study it and apply it to our lives, or allow the Lord to apply it to our lives. I guarantee you the counsel of God will never do anything. Now you listen to me, young people. It'll never do anything to hurt you and hinder your walk with the Holy God. Amen. It'll be that'll just draw you closer. It'll give you direction. It'll give you a focus. He'll show you how much He loves you. He'll show you how much He cares for you. He'll show you how much He wants to help you and me. Praise God along the way. Amen. He wants to be there with us, praise the Lord. He wants to counsel us in the good counsel of God, praise God. He wants to counsel us with the might from on high, where that power and glory comes from the throne of grace. He wants to minister that power down to me and you, praise God. We don't have to go around with our head held hung down. We don't have to go around defeated in this world, praise God. We ought to hold our head up high. We ought to hold our head up proud and just say, glory to God. I'm glad I'm one of His. I'm glad I know where I am, and I know where I'm going, praise God, and I know that the Lord is with me, and wherever I go, praise the Lord, He's going to be there, and He's going to help me, and He's going to encourage me, and He's going to lift me up. Praise God, when I get to where I feel like I can't go no further, praise God, He's going to be one to come along, and with His might, He'll energize me, and He'll take me, praise God, just a little further. Amen. Have you ever been there? How many feel like you just can't go on? But the Lord comes along and He takes you just a little further. One of these days, praise God, He's going to come along and He's going to get a hold of us. He'll take us just a little further. And that little further, it'll be right into the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God. We'll march in there shouting and praising and giving Him glory, for all the glory is due to Him. Amen. And it's that might of God. Amen. But He said also that He'd have that spirit of knowledge. Praise God. That spirit of knowledge, that comes from God Almighty, praise God, that comes down to me and you. That spirit that helps us to have the understanding, to have the good counsel, to have the might and the power, praise God. It takes an understanding about how much God loves you, how much God cares for you, to get you to understand that you can trust the Lord. Amen. You're living in a day and an hour. There's not a whole lot you can trust. Amen. I'll just be honest. There's not a whole lot you can depend on. But I'm glad we've got a God in heaven, praise God, you can trust and depend on. Amen. Praise the Lord. He promised He'd take care of us, that He'd never forsake us. Amen. And praise God, that the Lord said if we just trust Him, praise God, He got that spirit of knowledge, He'll help us to fear the Lord. The fear, to reverence the Father. Now think about it. Who's the greatest example that we've ever had of someone that loved the Lord? That feared God, amen. It was the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. That fear, that reverence of the Father, praise the Lord. He was constantly seeking to do His will. He said, not mine, but Thy will be done. Amen. He's trying to reiterate that to us to get us to know, praise God, that we need to fear or have a high reverence for God Almighty. For the Lord, praise God. Amen. Because that's that, without that, we don't have no help. But with that, praise God, we have all help. So we see this one that's come that has the seven soul spirits of God, praise God, to move upon our hearts and to give us direction to the way we need to go. And we see the character of this one that came, praise God. He comes with a rod, and He speaks with His lips, and he slays the wicked, praise God, with the brightness of His coming. Amen. That's the one we serve, praise the Lord. They will not stand before holy and righteous God. They will be held accountable. Amen. But He said the righteousness shall be the girdle of His loins, and faithfulness the girdle of His reins. And he said from the innermost parts of the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, comes the righteousness of an almighty God. And it comes to me and you, praise God. It comes to those that love the Lord and seeking His appearing, looking to see Him, praise the Lord. And we see that power manifest before us. And one day we'll see Him face to face. But notice what it affords us, what it brings us to the point of. Amen. He said, the wolf shall also dwell with the lamb. You ever seen that before? Amen. A wolf with a lamb? That's the only thing we've ever seen with a wolf and lambs, that wolf devouring that lamb. Amen. Eating it up. Because that's what they do. Said the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Amen. You ever seen a leopard and a baby goat lie down together? No, you see a leopard eating a baby goat. He said, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. Amen. And a little child shall lead them. I'm talking about something that's out of this world, something that we've never seen before, something that we've never been able to encounter anywhere. There's just a meekness and a mildness. There's a righteousness and there's a peace, praise God, that literally passes understanding. And the Bible says, Brother Bill, that it's coming. Amen. That it's coming, that it can be expected. He said, and the cow and the bear shall feed, and their young ones shall lie down together. A cow and a bear. Amen. That's amazing. And the lion shall eat straw like the ox. Have you ever seen a lion eat straw? Amen. They're meat eaters. Amen. They like meat. Praise God. He said, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile's den. I mean, all that would be harmful situations. But God said they come in a time and there's coming a day that in the Lord Jesus Christ, there'll be no harm in this world. There'll be nothing to harm. There'll be nothing to hurt. Amen. He said there'd be righteousness. There's coming a day of righteousness and there's coming a day of peace on earth. Amen. See, so that's what the Lord's been seeking ever since the beginning. He said, peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Amen. In other words, doing that is good. That's what's right, even in the eyes of God. And He said, they shall not hurt, not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For there shall be full the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, this is what we've got to look forward to. He said, there's going to be righteousness and there's going to be peace that's going to overshadow the world. That's going to come upon the earth, this earth that we live in, that was full of noise and turmoil and threats of wars and rumors of wars. Amen. They're piling up. They're getting deep. Amen. All around us. But he said, praise God, he said, when you hear these things begin to come to pass, that it's not the end yet. Amen. He said, we need to just look up and lift up our head, for our redemption draweth nigh. He said, it's going to be the turmoil and the things of this world is going to be taken out. And there's going to be a peace that settles in on this world like this world has never known before. Amen. You say, Pastor, how in the world could that peace ever come to be in the world that we live in today? Well, let me just tell you how that peace could come to be. Amen. If you look at Revelation chapter number 20, Revelation chapter number 20, it tells us about a rascal and a scoundrel. Amen. It tells about one that's sorry and no account. It tells us about one who don't care about you, don't care about me. It tells you about one that I hate and despise and I can't stand. Amen. He said, well, Pastor Jeff, you're not supposed to be like that. You're the pastor. You're supposed to love everybody. Amen. I do love everybody. But there's one that I don't like. And there's one that don't like me. He don't care nothing about me. He hates me. He would like to destroy me. Amen. He would like to beat me down. He would like to make me be quiet. Amen. And his name is Devil and Satan. Amen. He's the one that's causing all this turmoil in the world. He's the one that's stirring all this up. He's the one that's the reason that we can't have righteousness and peace right now is because there's a person called the devil. Amen. And he's causing turmoil all over the world. But the Bible says that there's coming a day when the Lord is going to come, and he said there's going to be a calming effect. There's going to be a peace. It's when the lion will lay down, praise God, and the lamb will lay down, and the calf will lay down, and the leopard will lay down, and all of them can even lay down together. There'll be a peace and a tranquility that there's never been. Amen. And he said that peace and tranquility will come on a day when that old sorry rascal, the devil and the deceiver, is taken out of the way. Amen. Praise God. He said, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having a key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Amen. Guess who that is? Amen. Praise God. He said he laid hold on the dragon. Amen. That old serpent, which is the devil and Satan. There's no doubt about who it is. There's no doubt about who he's laying hands on. It's none other than the Lord Jesus. Praise God. He's already defeated the devil. The devil is a defeated foe. He knows that he is. His time, praise God, is about over. It's about done. It's about finished. Until Jesus lays hands on him and said, the devil, I've had enough of you. And he lays hands on him. I praise God. He opens up that pit. Change him up, binds him up. Praise God, that old dragon, the old serpent, the devil. Ain't you glad the Holy Spirit of God wants us to know for sure who he's talking about? It ain't nobody else, praise God, that don't deserve it. But it's that old dragon and the old serpent. He said it's the devil. It's Satan, praise God. Praise the Lord. He said he's going to be bound up. He said he bound him 1,000 years. Praise God, ain't you glad? Oh, one of these days we can have peace and joy and harm in this world because the devil, the deceiver of our brethren, praise God, the accuser of the brethren, the deceiver of men, he's going to be got a hold of, and he's going to be taken, and he's going to be wrapped up in chains, he's going to be bound up, and he's going to be cast into the pit for 1,000 years. Amen. Praise God. And when the old devil's bound out and he's out of the way, praise God, when the strife and the grief that he causes is taken out of the way, when it goes out with him, praise God, then and only then can peace and joy, love and harmony, it'll come into place. Praise God. But let me tell you, on the authority of the Word of God, he said if we'll trust the Lord and believe on him, praise God, that he's already defeated the devil. The devil's a defeated foe. Praise God, and we can just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and just believe on his name. Praise God, and he binds up Satan. He holds him back. Praise God, he comes against him with the power from on high. Praise God, when we cry out to him, he hears us and he answers our prayers. Praise God, and he sends the angels, reporters of glory to our rescue. Amen. And when the devil's bound up, praise God, when he's chained up for 1,000 years, amen, praise the Lord. And said he can cast him into the bottomless pit. Amen. So Satan's bound, praise God, and he's cast into the pit in his chains. Amen. And he shut him up and set a seal upon him, praise God. He said, not only am I going to bind up Satan and cast him into the pit, praise God, but I'm going to seal him up. I'm going to set a seal so that I'll know that there's nobody that's going to let him out. That seal is closed. Praise God, it's that confining moment when God Almighty, whoopee, praise God, takes the devil out of the way and he casts him out of sight, cast him out of the way, and he allows humanity, he allows me and you, and the saints of the Most High, praise God, to praise God and worship God and get excited about God with liberty from the deceiver. Amen. He said, preacher, what difference would it make? I don't know what difference does it make right here tonight. Amen. Praise God. I wonder how many times now, you don't have to raise your hand, but I wonder who the Lord's already spoke to tonight. Amen. And you feel just like praising and just say, well, glory to God. Amen. See, I never thought of it that way, but you didn't do it. Wonder why you didn't do it. Huh? Because the old devil and the deceiver, he said, hey, listen, don't do that. What will people think of you? Amen. But that's what will happen when he's not there. Guess what happened, praise God, when we don't have him there to whisper in our ear and say, hey, I wouldn't do that if I was you. Amen. Glory to God. Sis, we'll just cut loose and we'll praise God and say, Lord, glory to God. I thank you for saving my soul, Brother Kevin. I thank you for coming down to where I was. I thank you for reaching down further than I could reach up. Glory to his name. What a God we serve. Amen. Come down to where I was. Save my soul from a devil's hell. Amen. Praise God. I've been made fireproof. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. I'm not going to burn. Amen. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to go be with my Savior where He is. I'm going to be in the presence of the Lord. I'm going to be shouting through the endless ages, praise God, the magnificence of my Savior. I'm going to be, praise God, encouraged in my soul. And I ain't going to wait till I get over yonder. I'm going to realize today, praise God, that this is upcoming. It's coming today, praise God, when the old deceiver of the brethren is going to be cast in the bottomless pit. And he's going to be shut up. And he's going to be a seal set upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. You know what the devil is? He's a deceiver. That's why he gets by with all that he does in our life, praise God. He's a deceiver. You know what his biggest deception is? He tells half-truths. Amen. The devil just won't, he just won't tell you that he's sorry no account. He wants you to be as sorry no account as he is. Hello? He won't do that. Amen. But he'll make you believe like he did Adam and Eve over in the garden. They said, hey, you know, we can't partake of that. If we do, we shall surely die. He said, you shall not surely die. He said, but you'll become as God, knowing good and evil. Amen. A high truth. He said, no, you won't surely die. You won't just fall dead right now, but you'll begin to die. Amen. They messed up. They was designed to live forever. Amen. That's why God created them to live forever. He put into them that they would be a living soul because of sin. Because they listened to the devil, because he fed them a half-truth, and they believed it. Then they begin to partake and they begin to die. Amen. I'm glad one of these days, praise God, this old devil, deceiver, praise God, is going to be gone. That he should deceive the nations no more. Amen. He said, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. So the Bible tells us that that old rascal, that old scoundrel is going to be locked up for 1,000 years. He'll be out of the way. There'll be peace. There'll be harmony. There'll be joy. Praise God. It's beyond measure. Beyond anything that we can even comprehend. There'll be righteousness. That's right in the eyes of God. And there'll be peace like we've never known peace before. Every place longs for peace. We all want peace, right? We want peace in our nation. We want peace in our nations. We want peace in our communities, in our neighborhoods. We want peace in our churches. We want peace in our families. Amen. It seems like peace, righteousness and peace are a fleeting something that it's hard to get. It's hard, even harder to maintain. But God says when He's taken out of the way, He said there'll be a perfect peace. Amen. A peace that won't only be in humanity. Praise God. We'll know, praise God. We know what peace should be. Amen. We know what righteousness is. But He said, praise God, there's going to be such a righteousness, such a peace that even the animals begin to get in. Amen. They don't have a soul to know God, but praise God, God is going to even speak such a peace in this world that even the animals are going to be at peace one with another. Amen. Think about it. Praise God. Those two old hounds that you got at the house that like to fight all the time, amen, they'll be perfectly at peace. Amen. We got two cats at the house. And they're the craziest things I've seen. They'll be outside, they'll come in and they'll sit there and one will lick the other's ears and they'll clean each other up, give each other a bath. And in 5 minutes, there'll be something, you'll hear a squall and the fur will be a flying. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about the fur a flying. They're digging at each other, praise God. They done got upset over some little something. Don't that sound familiar? Amen. Praise God. They was perfect peace. And all of a sudden, boom, they just blow up. how kind of the world that we live in today. And that's because the devil and Satan and because of the wickedness, praise God, he prevails in this whole world. But he said there's coming a time when there'll be righteousness. Because of righteousness, he said there'll be a peace. And because of that peace, praise God, we'll have joy unspeakable and we'll shout and praise and give God all the glory. Amen. When he comes, he will be glorified. He will be magnified and uplifted, praise God, as the King of glory. Amen. He goes on in chapter number 20. And he said, I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast. Now he's talking about in that tribulation, that great tribulation. He said, there are going to be some that will come out. There's going to be thousands that's going to be saved out of tribulation. But they'll probably end up giving their life as a testimony to Lord Jesus Christ. He said, neither his image nor neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Amen. Praise God. They got to be partakers. What happens when we stay with the Lord, when we trust God, when we stay with Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, when we believe on him, we get to be part of the family. We get part of those, praise God, those saints of God that's going to reign with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's what the Bible says. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. He said, but the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. Amen. He's talking about those that died without Christ. He said, this is the first resurrection. He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him. Here it is, with him 1,000 years. Amen. Praise God. We'll be rejoicing in righteousness and peace with Christ Jesus. Praise God. We'll be more like, whoopee. We'll be more like him than we've ever been before. Amen. We'll see him as he is and we'll recognize him. We'll know him, praise God. And he'll know us and we'll fall in with him, praise God. We'll praise him and give him glory. And he said, we'll reign with him for 1,000 years. Amen. Peace and joy. Righteousness. Righteousness and peace. Isaiah said, it's coming. There's a righteousness and a peace that's coming to the people of God. The world won't see it. The world won't get it. The world won't participate in it. Amen. That's why we got to be saved. We got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ so that we can rule and reign with him, so we can be with him. That's the thing, be with him where he is, in the presence of an almighty God. Wherever he is, there we'll be. That was his desire, that was his prayer. He said, I would, he prayed to the Father, he said, I would that they be with me where I am. Amen. That's what Jesus asked of the Father. You reckon he's going to get that? I've had people say, well, preacher, it don't really mean that. You know, you got to spiritualize this and just realize, I can't spiritualize when Jesus said that I want you, Jeff Massey, to be with me where I am. Amen. I don't know how to spiritualize that. I just know that my Savior wants me to be with him where he is. And that one day, praise God, Jeff Massey is going to be with him where he is. Forever. Amen. Throughout eternity. Amen. Without any hindrances. Without any stop, praise God. Without anything to keep me from getting just as close to him as I'd like to get now. One day I'll be able to. One day there'll be a peace. There'll be a harmony. Can you imagine, praise God, the heights, amen, of the spirituality, the heights of the intellect, the heights of the physical perfection that we'll attain to one day in Christ Jesus. Amen. We will achieve that through him that lives in us. One day, praise God, we'll come to that glorious place in our life, in our relationship with Jesus Christ as our Savior. Amen. We'll be ushered right into the presence of an almighty God. And in that presence, we'll be forever, never to be separated again. Amen. And all, now listen to me, and I'm done. All of our people, all of our loved ones, praise God, that get in and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they'll get in too. And so one day, praise God, we'll be gathered together in glory. We'll be gathered together with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when He rules and reigns, we'll be gathered together to rule and reign with Him. Amen. In glory. Praise God. What a magnificent thought. What a wonderful time. Amen. Praise God. If you go back and you look at it, He said that the marriage of the Lamb, we get to get in, praise God. And the Lord, He grants unto us those arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Amen. Now we're talking about righteousness, the coming age of righteousness and of peace. Righteousness in Christ Jesus. And it belongs to all those that are right with God in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's what makes the difference. And we get to rule with Him. We get to be with Him, never to be separated again throughout eternity. What a blessed day that's going to be. The devil's bound up. Oh, the Bible says he has to be loosened. He has to be loosed for a little bit anyway. It said when 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 7, and when 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison. Amen. And it shall and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth. It's those that's during the time of Lord Jesus Christ that's been rebellious in their hearts and their hearts' attitude toward Christ, the great ruler of the earth, the great ruler of the world, who's ruled with a rod of iron. You say, well, preacher, anybody be stupid not to get on Jesus' side when they see, really? Amen. He wants to rule and reign the hearts and minds of men today, and we won't let Him. Amen. We won't make Him our priority. We won't begin to follow Him. He said, shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea, great multitude. Amen. You say, well, I just don't understand how it could happen. It happens because men's hearts are evil continually. He said, they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about and the beloved city, which is Jerusalem. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Amen. The battle's going to be short-lived. It ain't going to last long. Brother James ain't going to have to fight a whole lot. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is going to fight the battle, and He's already won. He said, devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone. Amen. Where the beast and the false prophet are, because they was already cast in there in the last battle when they tried to stand against the Lord. And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen. And he said, then there's going to be a white throne judgment. And him that sat on the throne from which face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. Did they do enough good deeds? Did they live in a righteous enough life to be saved? If their name's not written in the book of life, their works won't get them in. And the sea gave up the dead which are in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his works. And death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. But then the Bible says there's a new heaven, new earth, come down from God out of heaven. It's unique to heaven, comes down out of God from heaven. Amen. The first heaven and the first earth have passed away, and there's no more sea. He said, I, John, saw a holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And I like this part. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Amen. God says, You can take it to the bank. Praise the Lord. He said, I fixed this thing up. I fixed it once and for all. And he said, I got the world. I judge the world. He said, I judge the devil and the demons of hell. And he said, I cast it all away from us, out of our sight. And he said, now, he said, I bring you to a place. And after that great judgment, he said, I'm going to take and I'm going to wipe away all those tears. Amen. Wipe away all those tears out of your eyes. Because there'll be no more death. There'll be neither sorrow. There'll be no more crying. Amen. All the sadness, he said, is going to be gone. It's going to be something that was in the past that we won't even remember no more. Amen. He said, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Praise God. I'm talking about a coming age of righteousness and peace that's out of this world. We can't even comprehend how wonderful it'll be. And it's because the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, has made it possible for me and you to participate in that day. Amen.